This is Maximize Your Life with Dr. Leanne of Greenwood Family Chiropractic, where it's not only about neck and back pain, but a place for whole body wellness. Listen this hour as Dr. Leanne is here to share her wellness education to help you live a maximized life. For more information, visit greenwoodfamilychiropractic.com. Here's Dr. Leanne.
Good morning. Thanks for joining. You're listening to Maximize Your Life. I'm Dr. Leanne Schluter, Greenwood Family Chiropractic. 317-893-2853. That's 893-2853. Or check us out online at greenwoodfamilychiropractic.com. Now, today we're going to answer some questions. I've had a lot of really, really great questions that people ask throughout the time in the office. And it's just, it's an amazing opportunity to really be a part of people's health journey, right? Because really, when you talk about people's health journey, it's just, it's fun. You know, there's such a trust that comes when you come in. If you listened last week, I had a testimony from a patient who had POTS, which stands for positional orthostatic tachycardia syndrome, right? So basically, long and short of that is that she would lose consciousness. She'd almost pass out multiple times a day. Had gone to see over 20 different doctors, 20, multiple neurologists. She saw 6 cardiologists and was at the Mayo Clinic just a month before she started care in the office. And uncle listens to the radio and said, "Hey, you have nothing to lose." And so she came in. And specifically with the technique that we use in the office, in the last 6 weeks, she went from losing consciousness 2 to 3 times a day to only losing consciousness 2 times over the last 6 weeks. As well, I saw her and she said, "I'm driving for the first time." And so she's back driving. She's starting back to school here in the fall. So she's just excited at being in her mid-20s that she has literally regained her life. And I think that's one of the things that are so important. There's so many times, and it might not be that extreme for people who are listening or your friends, families, and loved ones, but think about the people that you know that have lost their health and they've lost their quality of life because of that. You know, they can't play with their kids or grandkids. They've retired, but yet they're not mobile because they're in so much pain. They're bound to their home because of the medications that they have to take multiple times a day. You know, it's just one that, especially too, I see this a lot in the retired community, is that you push and you work and you push and you work and you literally beat up your body and run it into the ground. And we work for all of these decades to retire, and then you retire and you have zero quality of life. We all know those people who retire and a year later they die. And you look back and you say, is it really worth it if you didn't take care of your health? You know, you have to invest in your health throughout time. You just have to. And that's what it is. You invest time and money now so you have that time and money later. It's very simple, right? So we're going to answer some awesome questions. But before we get into that, I'd like to talk about some news.
Dr. Leanne's Health News.
Some studies suggest that too much sugar can literally mess with the brain.
Health News Now, one of the world's most commonly prescribed medications.
Today, the average American consumes 22 teaspoons of sugar a day.
Protesters say they just should not be forced to get this shot, not by the government.
For today's news from CNN, want to increase fertility? Try dropping fast food. So they talk about a healthy diet is just as important before pregnancy as during it. Women who eat more fast food and those who eat very little fruit take longer to get pregnant than women who include several portions of fruit in their daily diets, according to a study published this last Friday in the Journal of Human Reproduction. Those who ate fruit less than 3 times a month Those who ate fruit less than 3 times a month took half a month longer to become pregnant than those who ate fruit 3 or more times a day in a month before conception. Similarly, those who consumed fast food 4 or more times a week took nearly a month longer than women who ate several portions of fruit a day. Small modifications in dietary intake may have benefits for improving fertility, said author of a postdoctoral research program. She said, our data shows that frequent consumption of fast food delays time to get pregnant. She added that further research is needed to assess the possible impact of broad range of food on pregnancy. So they looked at about 5,600 pregnant women in Australia, New Zealand, UK, and Ireland. None of the women had previous babies. During each woman's first prenatal visit, occurring during the 14th and 16th week of pregnancy, midwives collected information. Questions included how long it took to become pregnant and dietary details the month before conception. Specifically, the women were asked how frequently they ate fruit, green leafy vegetables, fish, and fast food. Fast food including burgers, pizza, fried chicken, and fries. Purchased from takeout or fast food outlets. Fast food bought from supermarkets or eaten at home were not included. When the research looked at the effects of diet on infertility, they found that women with the lowest intake of fruit, the risk of infertility increased from 8 to 12%. And those who ate fast food 4 or more times a week, the risk of infertility went from 8 to 16%. So they also found that pre-pregnancy consumption of leafy greens or fish did not affect time to get pregnant, which we'll tend to question or disagree with. We'll talk later. So a recent review on male diet and fertility markers indicated that a higher intake of fruit and vegetables were associated with increased sperm motility, whereas a higher intake of fat-rich food and sweet may decrease semen quality. So they go on to talk about the increased need for good nutrition. They say, we do know that women who are obese or overweight often have problems with irregular cycles, infertility, trying to conceive can take longer. So a woman who eats fast food more than 4 times a week has a higher risk of being obese. The American College of Obstetrics and Gynecologists warn against the excess weight during pregnancy and recommends a healthy diet before and after pregnancy. They say before getting pregnant, you want to achieve an ideal body weight and you want your diet to be as good as possible. It's really hard to eat a lot of junk food and then you're suddenly pregnant and you have to give everything up, including alcohol. Get into good habits with eating before you get pregnant. Which it kind of sounds to me like a duh, right? Duh. But you have to think your body is made up of cells. Right? And I see this a lot. Let me share with you this story. Super exciting. I have a couple in the office who initially came in for pain. And the wife had shared with me that they had been trying to conceive, had gone through multiple rounds of IVF. She was looking at changing her insurance another time to go through another cycle of IVF, which, if you know, is time-consuming. It's emotionally tolling. It's physically tolling, especially on a woman's body. Financially, you know, because insurance typically doesn't cover it. At least it can go towards meeting a deductible, but they don't cover it. So, but when you desire to have that child and how important that is, you know, you'll do what you have to do. And so they were both under care. And they had, before they had started, they had made dietary changes about a year before they started. They had become more active about a year before they started. But yes, without success in obtaining a pregnancy. So we found out 2 or 3 weeks ago. She said, guess what? I said, what? She said, I'm pregnant. And she said, how exciting. And you just think about health on a cellular level and how important that is. Because chiropractic does play a huge role in health on a cellular level. But you can't expect to sustain and grow another human life if you can barely sustain and grow life in your body. If your cells aren't healthy, your body knows, there's no way that I can give the energy, the effort, the need to be able to fuel my body to create another human if your body's not right, if your body's too acidic, if it doesn't have the nutrient density. There's no way that you can obtain and sustain human life, right? So when you talk about this, want to increase fertility, try dropping fast foods. Well, yeah, think about it. If you're eating fast food four or more times a week, what's the nutrient density in your body? How well are your cells being fed with health and nutrients, right? That's why I always think about when they're like, leafy greens and fish had no play. Well, I don't necessarily agree with that as much. They said even a flaw in the study is really looking at, they didn't look at men as much through that study in terms of fertility and food. But they even said with men who eat more fruit have an increased sperm motility. Hey, guess what? You're feeding your cells healthy food and your cells are able to move better. Well, that makes sense, right? But you think about leafy greens, the natural folate that comes in there, right? That's needed. That's a huge, right? That's the one thing that they tell pregnant women that they need to take before they get pregnant. Make sure your vitamins have folic acid, which really it should have folate. That's the natural form, not the synthetic, but regardless. Same thing with fish, typically high in omega-3s. Another one, they talk about DHA. That's an omega-3 and how important that is for nervous system development for a embryo and fetus. What you are, what you eat, right? Your body turns food into energy. Well, if you're giving yourself, it's like putting sugar in your gas tank, right? We can't figure out why our car won't run. How come it's not working right? Well, you're not giving it the fuel that it needs. That same thing happens to our body on a cellular level. You have to think, are you giving your body the fuel that it needs to be able to create life? Not just as a secondary human, right? Not as a baby, but the life of your cells. Are you giving your cells life, or are you giving them disease? It's just a simple one. Now, when we come back, I've had a lot of questions about supplements that can help with prostate. I'll tell you what they are next.
You're listening to Maximize Your Life with Dr. Leanne. We're online with life-changing results and success stories at greenwoodfamilychiropractic.com. You're listening to Maximize Your Life with Dr. Leanne. Videos, tips, deals, and more. Find Greenwood Family Chiropractic on Instagram. Here's Dr. Leanne.
Welcome back. You're listening to Maximize Your Life. I'm Dr. Leanne Schluter, Greenwood Family Chiropractic. 317-893-2853. That's 893-2853. Or come and check us out. We are located at the corner of 135, State Road 135, which is south of Meridian, and Fairview, the north side of Greenwood, Indiana. Now, this is kind of one of those questions where, especially as a female doctor, I find that men are a little bit more hesitant to talk to me about. And I have to remind people, yes, I am a doctor. I am a female, but I am a doctor, right? And so it's not like in chiropractic school when we go through on state boards, right? They say, well, you're a female, so you don't get any prostate questions. Kind of interesting. I don't know if people know about this or not, or if you'll even think it's interesting. I thought it was interesting. I had to go through it. So we have several different classes that we have to take, and the classes are designed to prep you for boards. So you ever hear of like a board certified surgeon or a board certified, you know, I'm a board certified chiropractor. I'm a doctor. I carry malpractice insurance. Well, one of our physical exam classes, we actually looked at, there were models. It was like half the torso. So if you cut it off at kind of the top of your chest, right below your areolas, and then cut off the legs. That's what the body model was. And they had, for men, different prostate inserts. So we could feel, this is, if you were to do a prostate exam, this is what prostate cancer would feel like. This is what an enlarged prostate feels like. I can tell you very candidly, I will never check your prostate in my office ever. because there are doctors who are designed to do that, and I am not one of them. I will check your spine. I will give you recommendations on how to help an enlarged prostate. I will personally never check your prostate in my office. So let's just get that out of the way. But interesting, right? So we learned a little bit more about prostate. And again, so it's one that we are educated on, right? So it's not one that you have to be afraid of being able to talk about genitalia to a doctor of opposite sex, right? Now, more so, I've got a lot of questions in this past week. I've probably got 4 or 5 questions about enlarged prostates. So when we're talking about a prostate, the prostate, if you don't know, is a gland in the male reproductive system. It's located just below the bladder between the rectum and the base of the penis. So it wraps around part of your urethra, which is where the urine passes through. So an enlarged prostate often causes issues with urination. Most of the time, the medical term for an enlarged prostate is BPH, benign prostatic hyperplasia, which basically means that the growth is not cancerous, but there's an enlargement or an increase in abnormal cells. So some symptoms of an enlarged prostate typically is frequent urination, especially at night. That would probably be one of the main complaints I get from men. Difficulty postponing urination, taking longer for urine flow to start, straining when urinating, a weak urine flow or taking longer to finish urinating, dripping or leaking after urination, or feeling like the bladder is not empty. So the causes, you know, it's unfortunate. So it's normal for the prostate to grow during puberty until it's about the size of a walnut. Around the age of 25, the prostate begins to very slowly grow again. Prostate growth is not the same for every man. It grows more in some and not as much in others. So the changes, they say, occur as part of the aging process. It appears to play a role in the enlargement of prostate. So androgens like testosterone affect prostate growth. The prostate converts testosterone to different hormone types, which actually stimulate cell growth in the tissue that lines the prostate glands. So really, when you're looking at it, why does it happen? How does it happen? Most of the things that I look at say, you know, it's just what happens when you get older. But I have people who are in their late 20s, early 30s, who actually suffer with some of those things. Conventional treatment, unfortunately, it's usually the waiting, right, to see if something comes up. Then they can either take the prostate out, they'll give medication, but oftentimes will reduce some of the symptomatology, but not actually affect the growth. And the growth is what's causing it. Or again, they'll do some surgical procedures where they typically destroy or remove tissue of the prostate. So it sounds kind of radical. So what are some things that you can do naturally to help an enlarged prostate? Number one is obviously making dietary changes, right? It'll give some symptom relief. So avoiding alcohol or caffeine, making sure that you limit your fluid intake in the evening, being active, maintaining a healthy weight, and increasing healthy foods such as omega-3 foods. So really great wild caught fish, chia seeds, nuts. Another one, and this is one that when I was doing some more research for patients, I thought was very interesting, but doing pelvic floor training, also known as Kegel exercises, right? Because really when you think of Kegel exercises, you think of female, but it actually can help strengthen the muscles of the pelvic diaphragm, improving involuntary or abnormal urine loss for men with an enlarged prostate. So contraction of the muscles, letting urine slow until it slows down and then stopping the urination for 20 seconds, right? It's not fun, but it does help. In general, for men, it's recommended pelvic floor training exercises 3 to 5 times daily. So when you go to the bathroom, let the stream flow, stop it, and then start it. And then try to stop it and start it. Supplements, and this is typically when I see what most men want, because it's easier to take something than make the lifestyle changes. One is saw palmetto. Now, when you're looking at saw palmetto, this is often in men's multivitamins. Men's and women's multivitamins often don't have a whole lot of different in terms of what's in there. The main difference, at least in our men's and women's multivitamin, is that the women's multivitamins typically has urinary support because we have a shorter urethra, so we are more likely to have urinary tract infections. So typically there's a component of cranberry that's in there. Men have longer urethras who are less likely to get urinary tract infections. So they all typically put in saw palmetto. So saw palmetto helps improve urinary dysfunction and an overactive bladder in patients with an enlarged prostate. Now, no, I remind my husband of this because sometimes I'll run out of men's multivitamins and I'll just hand them. I'll just hand them a women. And he's like, I can't take this. I'm like, no, you're fine. This is not a big deal. Like, you can take cranberries and it will not do anything ladyish to you. He's just always, my husband's hilarious. Anyway, so saw palmetto, stinging nettle root. A study that was done in Japan actually found that stinging nettle may inhibit the membrane activity of the prostate, which may subsequently suppress prostate cell metabolism and growth. So stinging nettle root, you can take it as a supplement. They actually, a local restaurant that I was at had stinging nettle in it was a quinoa bowl with a bunch of vegetables. I was really surprised how delicious it was. So you can actually consume it. I do think that there's a proper way to consume it, though. I'd have to look, but I'm pretty sure it can give you an allergic reaction if you don't cook it right. But anyways, not here nor there. Stinging nettle you can take as a supplement as well. The other one is pumpkin seed oil. So research published in the Nutrition Research and Practice found that pumpkin seed oil was able to reduce symptoms of an enlarged prostate within 3 months. Maximal urinary flow rate was gradually improved significantly after 6 months, right? So really, when you're looking at lifestyle changes, can help relieve the symptoms of an enlarged prostate, limiting fluid intake in the evening, physical exercise, maintaining a healthy weight are beneficial. So there are a lot of lifestyle changes that you can make. Now, when we come back, sciatica. What is it and can we help with it? I'll tell you next.
You're listening to Maximize Your Life with Dr. Leanne. We're online with life-changing results and success stories at greenwoodfamilychiropractic.com. This is Maximize Your Life with Dr. Leanne of Greenwood Family Chiropractic. Here's Dr. Leanne.
Do you ever want to just get up, but you can't because you have sciatic pain? You're listening to Maximize Your Life. I'm Dr. Leanne Schluter with Greenwood Family Chiropractic. 317-893-2853. That's 893-2853. Or check us out online, greenwoodfamilychiropractic.com. That's greenwoodfamilychiropractic.com. Now, let me tell you a story. I had a patient who came in. Her name was Sarah. Sarah was in her early 50s, and Sarah had come in initially with lower back pain that radiated. It gave her hip pain, like almost buttocks pain, and started to run down her leg. So when Sarah came in initially, we talked about what she had gone through. So initially when she started having this lower back pain, she said, okay, she would start taking over-the-counter pain medication. She would take Tylenol, an ibuprofen. She would take one or two a day. If she'd have a flare-up, she'd have to take more. And that lasted for about 6 months to a year for her. And so Sarah finally said, all right, what I'm doing isn't working. So she went to her general practitioner. So she went into her general practitioner and he said, all right, let's see what's going on. Yep, it feels like there's some spasm. We're going to give you a muscle relaxer. So they gave her a stronger pain reliever and a muscle relaxer. So she took her Flexeril, right, every time she'd get a flare-up. But she realized that these flare-ups that she's having in her lower back were happening more common and frequent, and it would last longer. And so she said, after that, that lasted for about 3 months. And Sarah said, all right, this is also not working for me. So she went back to her doctor and said, well, what's my next step? So he sent her out to an ortho, an orthopedic guy. So the orthopedic guy said, okay, let's take x-rays. So took x-rays of her lower back and showed her that she had arthritis, some osteoarthritis, some degeneration, if you will, in her lower back, and said, this is likely what's causing your pain. Let's do some injections. And so he said, all right, we're going to do some injections. And went through and did some injections, did her first injection. And she said it did really well. And Sarah said it lasted for about 8 months. And then it came back with a vengeance, worse than it did before she started. And so she went back and he said, okay, well, we'll give you another one. And so she had the second one, but this one only lasted for a couple weeks and it came back. So she went back and he said, okay, well, why don't we run through and try some physical therapy? So I went through physical therapy, said, yes, this seems to be sciatic pain, right? Sciatic pain, which is a ridiculous pain, comes from when you compress the nerves in the lower back. They said your sciatica is likely coming because of the degeneration in your lumbar spine. So it's compressing the nerves in the lumbars that run down to the hips, down the thighs, all the way down to the toes. So sometimes can actually feel the pain in the back of the leg down to the foot. So they said, let's do some stretching and strengthening exercises for the lumbar spine. So that's what they did. So they went through some stretching, they went through some strengthening. And so she was there multiple times a week for a couple months. And she said it got better, but it didn't all the way go away. And so after she stopped, slowly but surely started to come back. And so it got to the point where she just said, I feel like I'm out of answers. And so Sarah has a friend, a colleague of hers, who is a patient in the office. And after seeing her go through all of this pain, our patient said, hey, here's a card. Call in to see what they can do. And I think this is so interesting because we go through all of these steps. But when we talk about sciatica, and what it is, it's sciatic nerve pain. So your lumbar spine, which is your lower back, if you were to put your hands on your side and feel the top of that bone, your pelvic crest, if you move back, you can kind of feel that ridge in your lower back. If you go up just a little bit and down just a little bit, those are the nerve root dermatomes. So the nerve roots in your lower back, L4, 5, S1, 2, and 3, those are the ones that come together to form a large nerve that runs down your leg. And it branches off to different muscles, and it runs all the way down your thigh, down your leg, into your foot and your toes. So oftentimes people realize it radiates, it's tight, so they'll do the stretching and the strengthening. But here's the problem. It is nerve pain, right? What causes sciatica is injury, compression, or inflammation to the spinal nerve in the lower back, right? So this makes sense. Well, when we go in there, and I always tell people, you know, when you're looking at, they say, hey, we know this nerve root is compressed, so we're going to inject it, try to numb it. That's why they say this might last a week, a month, a year. We don't know. But when it wears off, come back and let us know. Because the damage is still on the underlying nerve root. You try to mask it, you try to inject it so you can't feel it, but if you're not addressing the underlying pain. So Sarah finally came into the office. We looked at the x-rays that she had and we said, absolutely, yes, you do have arthritis and degeneration. You also have a small curvature in your lumbar spine and you have a lot of pelvic unleveling and rotation. And she said, is that rotation why they tell me I have a leg that's shorter? And I said, yes, Sarah, absolutely. This is why they say your leg is shorter, It is not an anatomical discrepancy. One leg isn't actually physically shorter, but your pelvis is rotated so much that one leg appears shorter than the other. She literally said at physical therapy, they said this leg is shorter, so they would pull on her leg. And I'm like, oh boy, that's not going to make your leg longer. So after her first adjustment, she said, you know, it's not gone, but I do have a little bit of relief. Went through her x-rays, explained more what we do specifically and specializing in arthritic degeneration, osteoarthritis. So she got started under care in the office. Now, fast forward several months, she has almost no sciatic pain. It's almost completely gone because what we're doing in our office is we're specifically addressing the underlying nerve root damage. We're adjusting the lumbar spine and the sacrum to take the pressure off of those nerves, but then working with neuromuscular reeducation to retrain those muscles to not only take the pressure off of the nerves, but then keep them off of the nerves. It's a very important component that most offices miss, right? We don't necessarily actually, we try to take the pressure off, but we never address actually keeping the pressure off the nerves. And that's why we have such a high success rate with the sciatic and sciatic pain in the office, right? Because we address the lumbar spine. But it's figuring out more what's going on and taking the pressure off. That's why a lot of the times when we do the stretching and the strengthening and the pain relievers and the muscle relaxers and all of those things, none of them are truly addressing the damage on the nerve root itself. That's what's causing, right? That's what's causing the sciatic pain is the damage to the nerve root. The root is what actually comes out of the spine itself, that nerve root. So if you're not addressing the cause and you're trying to stretch the muscle and strengthen the muscle and doing all of those other things, will it be helpful? Yes, absolutely it can be. Now, the same component, if you're not addressing the underlying damage to the nerve root, then you're still going to have that underlying pain, right? It's getting down to the root cause of the problem. So when you're looking at sciatic pain, there are often times that you can do some more natural things in the meantime before you get into the office to be able to get to the root cause, right? Because they're all really palliative things. This is where people are asking me, they say, how do I get rid of this? Well, one is you can do stretching, right? Because that there's, it's called the figure four stretch. So that's the one that I find helps patients out the most. So if you put your legs out straight and you take your one leg and cross your heel over the top of your knee, right? So if you were to kind of look at it, it would make a closed four. So leg up makes that four, right? That's the figure four stretch. And then the leg that you have extended, you pull up as close as you can to your body. And in the leg that's bent, in the gluteal and in the hamstrings, you'll feel that stretch, right? It's kind of hard to explain it verbally. So literally, if you just look at figure four sciatic stretch, you'll be able to find a video or pictures of what that looked like. But that one, it helps stretch, again, the gluteal muscles, the hamstrings. So it's a good just kind of palliative short-term relief. I know that massage therapy is really helpful, right? Because that helps relax some of the muscles as well. But again, sometimes just a short-term relief. Sometimes, hopefully it's long. I tell people always ask me, what do you think about massage? I say, I think it's great. I think it's amazing. But I want you to get a massage because you deserve to relax and enjoy that massage, not because you need it to be able to function, right? Oftentimes, heat will help, heat therapy. So whether or not you sit in a warm Epsom salt bath, or if you put, I don't care for the electric heating pads just because they have a lot of like electromagnetic frequencies, EMFs that come off of it. So the one that I have that I can't use because I don't have a microwave, but one day maybe, but not right now. But you can throw it in the microwave. It's basically a rice pack and they'll put different herbs in there. And you just pop it in the microwave for a couple of minutes. Those I like way more. reducing inflammation and staying hydrated. You know, when people say, ouch, I hurt, I don't feel good, I hurt. The first thing I ask is, how hydrated are you? Right? But ultimately, getting into the office to see what is going on, if those nerves are compressed, to see what we can do to help. I will tell you, my job is not to waste your time. If I see something on there that I can't help with or needs to be referred out, that's exactly what we do. That's exactly what we do. But it's enough to be able to see if it's something that we can help with and getting down to the root cause, right? So initial exam and consultation at Greenwood Family Chiropractic is just $25. You can give us a call, 317-893-2853. That's 893-2853, 893-2853. Initial exam and consultations, just $25. You can also go on our website to schedule an appointment as well. GreenwoodFamilyChiropractic.com. That's GreenwoodFamilyChiropractic.com. You can request an appointment. It'll send it right over. We'll get into contact with you right away to schedule and confirm an appointment time. Again, initial exam and consultations, $25. You can bring in your insurance card. If you have questions about what insurance covers, we work with a lot of different insurances. We have our insurance specialist who gets it checked and verified. So we'll let you know, here's what we think it's really going to take to get you well. Time, cost, insurance, out of pocket. So you know time and cost wise before anything happens. 317-893-2853. That's 893-2853. Now, when we come back, I know allergies are starting because of the weather. I have a quick hack that may help you with that.
You're listening to Maximize Your Life with Dr. Leanne. We're online with life-changing results and success stories at GreenwoodFamilyChiropractic.com. You're listening to Maximize Your Life. Check out Dr. Leanne on Facebook. Facebook.com/GreenwoodFamilyChiropractic.
Welcome back. You're listening to Maximize Your Life. I'm Dr. Leanne Schluter, Greenwood Family Chiropractic. Again, that's GreenwoodFamilyChiropractic.com, or you can check us out on Facebook. Our name, Greenwood Family Chiropractic. 317-893-2853. That's 893-2853. Now is the time that people get sneezy and snotty. And the increase of antihistamines starts, which in and of itself have their own negative side effect. And obviously our goal is to approach things in a more natural sense, right? Our goal is not to deteriorate and kill your cells while you're trying to treat symptoms. Our goal is to figure out, hey, how can we give the body a little bit what it needs, but in a more natural sense? So do you have allergies? Seasonal allergies, right? I hear it all the time. I have seasonal allergies. Yes. So let's start with this, with seasonal allergies. I have a natural solution. It's not a cure. This is not a cure for your allergies, but it's a natural solution to help with some of your allergy symptoms. And what it is bee pollen. Have you heard of it? Bee pollen. What is bee pollen? It's actually a food. It's high in protein, has tons of antioxidants and vitamins, and it's considered a superfood. So what happens is bees go from flower to flower collecting pollen to bring back to the hive where they create the granules. So they're just granules. They're little tiny yellow granules. So how does bee pollen help with allergies? So an allergy is just your body's immune response to a harmless chemical or substance, right? So it's your body's immune response to an allergen. And when it creates this, when it comes into contact with this allergen, it creates an antibody. So these antibodies then activate certain receptors in your cells to release histamines, resulting in an allergic reaction, right? Histamine is what you get for the runny nose, the puffy eyes, the itchy, right? Because you think about an antihistamine, right? An over-the-counter antihistamine is the opposite, right? It's designed to get rid of the histamine response. So bee pollen actually reduces histamine naturally. So it has tons of positive effects in terms of like respiratory diseases, asthma, chronic sinus infections. Now, how do you get bee pollen? Most of the local health food stores or co-ops will have this. You want to make sure you buy local. Because this is one where people say, you know, I never really had these allergies until I moved to Indiana. Well, you wouldn't want to get bee pollen from Texas if you're having an immune response to different allergens in Indiana, right? So you want to get local. And it's pretty easy. I'm telling you, most of the health food stores, the co-ops, will have local bee pollen. It's awesome. How do you take it? So you're going to start gradually. Half a teaspoon a day, and you're going to work your way up to 1 to 3. You can either take a spoonful of it. You know, you can put a little bit in your hand and pop it in your mouth and chew it up. It actually is relatively sweet. Or you can add it to your smoothie. If you take it with food, especially fruit, it actually helps activate the pollen faster. Kind of interesting. When to take it? This is not one that I take all year round. If you have spring allergies, you can start taking it now. If you have fall, you can start taking it mid to late June because it gives your body time to build up an immune response. Keep it in your fridge, away from sunlight, because that can destroy some of the nutrient value. So in terms of a superfood, it's awesome. So even if you don't have allergies, there's still benefits of taking bee pollen. People always ask me, if you are allergic to bees, should you take bee pollen? And my answer is, it's probably best to avoid it, right? Just because depending on the allergy, the last thing that you want to do is go into anaphylactic shock while trying to cure your seasonal allergies, because then you create a whole nother problem. So bee pollen, a quick hack. If you have seasonal allergies, simple, easy, and more importantly, very effective. Now, again, talking about what that looks like, if you want more information about how to be healthy, how to live the life of your dreams, how to maintain your health, how to regain your health, even if you feel like all hope is lost, you got to give us a call. Greenwood Family Chiropractic, 317-893-2853. That's 893-2853. If you let us know that you came from the radio, initial exam consultation is just $25. If we need to do anything else in terms of other radiographic imaging, like x-rays, we'll let you know the cost, bring in your insurance if you have any questions about that. But our goal is to really find out and get down to the root cause of your problem. If you're ready to take your health into your own hands, if you're ready to feel empowered to learn, to know exactly what you need to do in order to, again, live the life of your dreams, to regain your health, to maintain your health, right? If you just say, you know what, I'm healthy, but I really want to be able to invest in my health to stay healthy. You know, that's really what we look at. Again, 317-893-2853. That's 893-2853. Or schedule an appointment online at greenwoodfamilychiropractic.com. Thanks so much for tuning in. I always appreciate your love and support. And always remember that your power is on.